Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. How's everybody doing tonight? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Man, I tell you, it is an honor to be the first one to preach this year. I told Andy, yeah, I'll do it. Oh, wow. Anytime I get an opportunity to preach for Christ, it is a good thing. And I tell you, the second day of the year, we get to, you know, set some goals for this year. We ain't messed up but only one day so far. So we can start this new year off right. And I tell you, the message tonight, I tell you, I am so excited what the Lord has for us. Because I think it's a fitting message for times such as this. So we'll jump right into it. If you would, stand with me tonight. We're going to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Praise the Lord. I know you're already shouting about that, aren't you? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Are we there? I'll give you a minute. The table of contents is awesome. I wouldn't mind using it. Okay, are we there?
Yeah.
Almost.
Sheldon was singing her. What? Oh, it's in your hand. Oh, yeah. This should be a memory verse. I agree. We're going to look at this verse tonight, and the Lord is going to speak to us. And it reads this way. If my people, which are called by my name, and listen to what he wants us to do. Oh, gosh. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity tonight to come together as a body of Christ and hear from you. Lord God, my prayer always is that they not see me, but they see thee. Lord God, I pray that I decrease and you increase. Bless your word as it goes forth tonight, and we'll thank you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. Wow. I want you to know that this was written to the children of Israel when Solomon had just finished building the temple. Everything was going fine. And what happens when things are going fine? What do you know is about to happen? Something's about to happen. I'm telling you, how many people can attest to when things are going fine, something's about to happen? So here's what God says to them. He said, yeah, you got the temple. It was dedicated. He sent fire down from heaven. You remember that? And destroyed the stuff that was on the altar. That means he was receiving it. But he comes to them with a warning. Wow. The first part of this verse says, if. That's a condition. Normally, when God gives us condition, we need to pay attention to it. Have you ever decided to do something for somebody, but you have a condition? That word if means, if you meet the requirements, I'll give you what I said I'll give you. So God comes down with this condition. If. I'm asking you tonight, have you met the condition that God has given us? Now, a lot of people say, hey, yeah, this is written for the children of Israel, but I want you to know that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Here's a Scripture I want you to write down that you can remember. Romans 15, verse 4. Romans 15, verse 4. You know, people get into this debate, Old Testament, New Testament. Look, all Scripture is given so that we can learn from it. God does not change.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.